It is so good to be with all of you once again, the Lord's people, and a very warm welcome to one and all those downstairs as well as those upstairs. A special welcome as we approach the Lunar New Year. And I pray that before the cock crows, we all would have resolved to give our lives to serve the living God in this coming New Year. God bless all of you. Now, tonight, our topic is somewhat unusual. The Lord had prepared a German shepherd. Some who are not very familiar with the term thought that it was actually a German shepherd. But we will see shortly. Our God does things in wondrous ways. In the story we read, He used an ass to spare a disobedient prophet called Balaam, greedy after gain, going to that ungodly king, Balak, because he had promised him great riches. He was on the way, and God used an ass. You ever heard an ass talk? God is able. He does amazing things. For that another disobedient prophet, he prepared a great fish. Remember Jonah? In the great storm, and all the mariners says, let's cast lots. And the lot fell upon Jonah, and Jonah says, I am the Jonah. Your storm is because of me. Throw me overboard, and all will be well. And the sailors debated. They were unwilling, reluctant, but eventually Jonah persuaded them and they threw him overboard. But God had prepared a great fish, a talking ass, a wonderful fish that did not digest Jonah. And God sent ravens to feed his prophet Elijah. How wonderful. For us, in this trip, from Singapore to Batu Pahat, God prepared a dog. And how that dog connects, you will be amazed. So we'll leave that. For tonight, let's turn to the Word of God in Philippians chapter 4. For the whole purpose of this message, dear friends, is that we have a God who answers prayers. And if you have not known to trust in that God, it is my prayer that after tonight, you will have a new relationship with a God who hears and answers our prayer. Dear friends, there are copies of Bible in the pews. In case you do not have a copy of the Bible, please. And I want all of us to read, because we are going to also try and memorize these two verses, so that you will not leave this hall empty-handed. True? Philippians chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4 verses 6 and 7 have been precious to me for over 50 years. And I pray that after tonight, if you have not known them to be precious, you will. Because these two verses are immense promises of God. Let's all read it together. Philippians chapter 4 verses 6 and 7. Read it together. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God which passeth all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians 4, 6 and 7. You'd like to try it again? Test your memory. Dear friends, it is worth it together. Philippians 4, 6 and 7. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians 4, 6, and 7. Now, an explanation of the word careful. It's Old English, meaning full of care. not being careful, watching what you do. That is another modern meaning. But this one means full of care. The whole day, brow is puckered and face is worried and you don't know what you're doing. So anxious. The Word of God says, if you know Jesus as your Savior, you need not do that. You must not go around carrying all the woes and the worries on your head and causing you to look so sad. There is no need to. Why? It says here, be not anxious. Do not carry your worries. But in everything, now this everything means what? Everything. You don't say everything if you don't mean everything. So it says here, in all things, big things, go to the Lord. Small things, go to the Lord. Medium things, also go to the Lord. Everything, go to the Lord. That is the meaning. Don't be worried. Don't carry your sorrows with you. Let's try it the last time, and you remember this to take home, and please memorize. It's so good. Whenever in trouble, you say it to yourself, and the Word of God will give you power. Together, the last time. Philippians 4, 6, and 7. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians 4, 6, and 7. Amen. Now, what's so special about a trip from Singapore to Batu Pahat? After I announced there, quite a few came up to me and said, I also came from Batu Pahat. I know quite a number of our people here come from Malaysia. And some do come from Batu Pahat. And this is a general map of Malaya, in those days known as Malaya, today known as Malaysia. And I'll give you an enlarged version and also colored to highlight the trip from Singapore to Batu Pahat today is very simple. Supposing I had the same problem, there would never have been this story to tell you. Nothing. Why? You like to go to Batu Pahat? You call up the telephone, any travel agency will send you a number of taxis to take you. We were nine of us. Nine. Plus all our what we call barang-barang. After all, we were refugees. When was this? 1942. March. The Japanese had come in. Where were the British? All in Changi Prison. New masters. We had heard God preserved us from the registration. If you've read this or you've heard about it, those who went obediently, many of them never came back. The Japanese says, registration. All who are 18 years old appear on the Padang. On a certain day, I was 17. I didn't go. My classmates went there, never seen again. These stories were flying around, and there was great uncertainty and fear. And the decree from the Japanese government is, all Malaysian refugees must return home. Now what do you do? As I said, today that trip is nothing. It's a breeze. In 2 hours you'll be there. Take a taxi, two taxis, five taxis, and just go. March 1942, there were no taxis. In fact, there was no transportation system. And that is where the problem is. What do you do? Father says, let's pray. Philippians 4, 6, and 7. Be careful for nothing. Don't worry just because there is this problem. Do we worry? Answer is yes.
Surely we worry, because we are flesh, and we do not know what's going to happen. We fled Batupahat in December 1941, and we had been in Singapore for 3 months. And through all the war and the bombing and the shelling, we were in Singapore. What happened in Batupahat, nobody knows. Now, what's so worrying about going back to Batupahat? Father had left behind in that clinic and the house that we lived in a lot of photographs of himself together with a lot of the top brass in China. In the nationalist government, people like Chiang Kai-shek, you heard of that name? Now Father says, if we go and the Japanese have discovered all should come here and see those things, I'll be finished. Because you are seen together with our greatest arch enemy, the one who resisted the Japanese was Chiang Kai-shek. So here it is. What do we do? I will tell you in a minute, but show you a picture of our clinic and house in Batupahat. My father called it Nanshan Yaofang. The Southern Mountain is a pet name that he's given to himself as a pseudonym. Whenever he writes an article and he wants to remain anonymous, he calls himself Nanshan Yiren, so nobody knows who he is. So this is the clinic, a very precious piece of property to us. Now, dear friends, what do we do? In everything by prayer and supplication, Father went to see an old pastor, Pastor Marcus Chen from China. Oh, Pastor, we are worried. We are commanded to go back to Batupahat. And there are these concerns. Firstly, we are not sure how to get the transport. Secondly, we have heard so many things about the cruelty and the atrocities committed by the Japanese army. We had heard about the heads being hung all along the esplanade. All these things cause us to worry, natural. But then we went to seek the help of this man, and this is where the help comes from. Please turn with me the psalm that was given to Father, Psalm 121, well known. Pastor Marcus Chen said, let us pray. We all knelt down to pray. And then he gave us this psalm. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. Psalm 121, verse 2. My help cometh from the Lord which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Do you dare believe this, dear friends? So, Pastor Marcus Chen challenged Father. He says, you have been a believer. You know the Lord Jesus as your Savior. You're going back to your hometown according to the order of the government. At that time, Japanese government. He says, you go back, you got to go back. This is law. You are worried. But we have a God who is above the government. We have a God who is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that you ask or think. That is our God. As I said, this sermon is of no value
If I just tell you how we got to Batupahat with the help of a dog. But the value is that we all trust that God who sent a big fish to swallow Jonah and keep him alive for 3 days and three nights. God who sent a talking ass to spare a disobedient servant from being killed by the angel. And God who sent birds to feed Elijah is our God. And that He is a dependable God. He is your Savior, not just of your soul, but He is a preserver of your body. For which is greater, dear friends, I ask you, which is greater? To save your soul or to preserve your body? To save your soul. It costs God the blood of His Son to save your soul, save my soul. And He that spared not His Son, but freely gave Him up for us all, will He not do something to keep your body alive? Answer is absolutely. If God was willing to give me His Son to save my soul, today I'm going back to Batupahat. Can He not protect my body from the Japanese? I know. On the way, there will be many, many encounters with Japanese. The whole way is Japanese. Every century, we had experienced them in Singapore. Full of sentries. Full of checkpoints. Every checkpoint, you get down, you bow, and you got to learn to say, Ohayo gozaimasu in the morning, konnichiwa in the afternoon, and smile and bow, and be prepared to be slapped. Normal. These are the concerns. To tell you this story of how God preserved us and proved the wonderful promise of God, it says, verse 7, the Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. Meaning to say, the Lord will preserve you from the Japanese. Yes. Very cruel and vindictive and unreasonable at that time. Everywhere you go, they're so rough and so ready to use their hands and their feet and their guns. But this verse says, the Lord. Who is the Lord? Is He the Lord of Japanese? Oh, my friends, our Lord whom we love and whom we worship is the Creator. And He is above all. And our Lord Jesus, who rose from the dead, says, all power is given unto me. Do you dare to believe that? All power in heaven and in earth, over all the angels, over all the regimes on earth, over every power on earth today, Jesus is supreme, sovereign, king, ruler, almighty. Do you dare to believe this? This is the proof of our faith at that time. And I say, let it be the proof of your faith. You believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, not only will He save your soul, He will protect your body from all harm, as is promised here. Read again. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in. Wonderful. This is exactly what we needed. We are going to do a lot of going out and coming in. A lot of traveling all the way, because it was not that simple to say, let's go to Batupahat. First of all, you don't know where to find the transport. In Johor Bahru, we stayed there 5 days. In no man's land. In no man's house. Where to stay? You think you can go there and check in the hotel? Not at all. How did we stay? A lot of superior class government bungalows, all the high officers had disappeared and they were empty. So we just went into a house and just stayed there. Amazing. I said, dear friends, please, the lesson of trusting is to trust. not knowing where you're going, not knowing where you're staying, not knowing what's coming ahead of you. You stay, go as the Lord will lead you, and He will show you where to stay. Now look at verse 8. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in. I said, praise the Lord. Thank God for such a wonderful God who promises, and I say, His promises are yea and amen. He doesn't use empty words. Men can use empty words, but not our God. When He says, He means what He says. He says what He means. Alright? And He says, from this time forth and even forevermore. A month later, after we had come back safe and sound, Father and I went to pay our respects to this Pastor Marcus Chen. Wow! You're back! You prove the power of this psalm and the truth of God's promise. We knelt down. We thank God. Thank God for this pastor who assured us to go on our way. Now, my purpose tonight is to share with you. You too. You serve the same God. You love the same Savior. Put all your trust in Him every day. In everything. As the verse says, in everything. By prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Always with thanksgiving. And then, the peace of God which passeth all understanding kept our hearts and minds through the way we went to Johor Bahru. How did we get to Johor Bahru? Again, I say, dear friends, today is very nice, very easy. MRT, Singapore Bus Company, get any kind of taxis, private taxis, all kinds of transport. In those days, nothing. Japanese soldiers everywhere. My brother Timothy had a small car called the Fiat Marvelet. You know how big is a Fiat Marvelet? 6'2". At the back is luggage. And if you are small enough, you cram in the back. He drove, my father in front, I was at the back. We had two little parcels of our clothing. He drove as far as he could go up the Woodlands checkpoint. See the Japanese there? Stop here. Get out. Goodbye. He goes back. We walk. From then on, it is, as they say, bus number 11. You walk on your 2 feet. Just like the Israelites, on foot, you walk. I well remember the first impact of the first soldier. Father, normally he is very, very fierce, but he was very timid that day. So anyhow, we got through. He nearly beat us, but he didn't. So we just looked very obedient. Go through checkpoint after checkpoint after checkpoint through the whole course. All along the way on both sides there are burnt out British vehicles. A reminder of the war that had just finished. Can you understand all this, dear friends? It is a scene of desolation, of destruction, of war, of hatred, of fighting, of killing. How that the great British Empire, over which the sun never sets, the proud British Empire, called Great Britain, bowed down and surrendered to these unknown people called Japanese. So we went through, came to Johor Bahru town, we walked along, trepidation at every step. We do not know where to go. And as I said, the Lord led us to the government bungalows of the high officials. All of them were empty. So one of our friends says, hey, use this. Alright. 5 days before, we found a lorry that says, we will go take you to Batok Pahat. So we climb on the lorry. Everybody stand on top of the back in the sun. And there you are, air conditioned all the way, because fresh air. Get to Batok Pahat. The great fear was, what has happened to those pictures of Chiang Kai-shek and all the generals? Thank God when we got in there, our friend, Mr. Lim, some of you may know his name, Mr. Lim Hun Siang. God gave him the wisdom and the initiative. He was given our keys to our house, and he went in and he took all those materials and he consigned them to the fire, burned them all up. All those incriminating materials, photographs and books and documents, burned up. Praise the Lord. Except one thing. One thing he did not burn. God gave him the wisdom to know that this man, whose other name is called Mr. Nakayama, you know his Nakayama, Sun Wen, other name is Sun Zhongshan. You know that? And Zhongshan in Japanese is Nakayama. So the Japanese have a great reverence for the name of Sun Zhongshan. Our friend did not burn this. They said this is a name that the Japanese respect. So do not burn it. Of course, we thank God for that. So, what do? Father and myself, we clean up the place. Must get the clinic ready for patients to come and then for the cash flow. You can't live on fresh air, you know. You got to have what the thing we call cash flow. So, we got the place ready and Father says, hey, this is good. Hang it up. Poor I. Sun Wen. Praise the Lord. Every day patients came. Now comes the German Shepherd. One day a Japanese officer came with his sword and a dog. Of course, Father is very respectful. And this man looked at the wall and said, oh, Sumbong. You know Japanese? Sun is Sun. Wen is Bong. Sumbong. Wow. He respected this picture, this calligraphy. So that is a plus point. Right away, he became a friend. So, Father says, what's wrong with you? You say, does your father speak Japanese? No. By God's grace, our written language is the same. So with Hanzi, Kanji, you write. Okay, what's your problem? My problem is earache. Understand? Yes. He says ear. Okay. Father gave him eardrops. Happy. Sayonara. That one you know what it means. So he goes. Life goes on for 1 week. Next week, this same man came with the same dog. I said, okay, welcome. What's the matter? The same. Earache. Father was puzzled. Never mind. More eardrops. Take this. And he went. That's the end of the first part. By the way, in case you have not seen a German Shepherd, here it is. Now I say, he played the key role. If that officer did not come with that dog that day, and if in the part two of my story he did not lead that dog along Bras Basah Road, the whole story would collapse. There would be no story to tell you today. This dog, thank God for a dog. So the days passed, and Father, after about 3 weeks there, he says, son, I think it's time to go back to Singapore. After all, the order is whole family must return to Batu Pahat. So that's fine. By that time, there were taxis. We got back, you know, for over 3 weeks. We had no communication with our people in Singapore. No telephone, naturally. No newspapers, no letters, no nothing. So when we got into the apartment in Tiong Bahru, the road is called Seng Poh Road. You know where that is? Yes, that's where we live, number 21. A, upstairs. Mother and the rest of the family thought they had seen us back from the dead. We've gone into enemy territory, as it were. Unknown territory. Under the Japanese, the fate of these two, total blackout. Suddenly appeared out of nowhere. We all fell on our knees and said, "Thank God. Please, in everything by prayer and supplication." Philippians 4:6. Never forget this. Big things, pray. Small things, pray. In between things, also pray. All of us prayed. Fine. Thank God we are back. Now, we must all go back to Batu Pahat. We had a family conference. Then Father says, "All right, I and Xiang Hua, I happen to be the one who is active at that time, 17 years old. Big brother was working, Timothy, he's already working. He worked for the British before, now Japanese. Second brother was in China. And he had to walk from Hong Kong to Chongqing to join the University of Hong Kong. And we had no news of him for 4 years. No news. We didn't know what happened to him. So everything is Father and me." That morning, we prayed and we made for Beach Road. Beach Road is the well-known terminal of the Malaysian lorries. All of you know that. You want to get Malaysian lorries, go to Beach Road. So we were going along to Beach Road. How did we go? MRT? You know, Richopolis? Today, they are gone. There's no such thing on earth. No more. Nobody runs around with a rickshaw. But those days, they were still quite commonly used in Singapore. So, Father and I hopped onto a rickshaw. So, the fellow running like this. We were along Bras Basah Road. Can you imagine? I must describe to you. The road is quite big. So, we are going that way towards Beach Road, right? That is North Bridge Road. And coming from that direction, on the opposite side, suddenly I saw this Japanese officer with a German shepherd. I said, "Hey, that's a man from Batu Pahat. He's there." Father says, "Yeah, so what?" I said, "Stop, let's go and talk to him." He says, "For what?" I said, "Never mind, let's talk to him. Never mind." So we stopped the rickshaw, paid him off quickly. By that time, the Japanese had gone past already. So we had to run backwards and catch hold of him. He looked at us. "Hey, who are you?" Then when he recognized, he smiled. He remembered, "You are a friend of Sombong." Right? "What is your problem?" Father wrote there. One word, "Ter vehicle." "Ah, you want transport?" I said, "Batu Pahat, we want vehicle." "Oh, okay, turn around, walk, follow me." So we walk along Bras Basah Road on the other side towards North Bridge Road. Turn right, the next stop is Stamford Road, and that is the Capitol Building. Is it still there? Capitol Building. You go past the Capitol Building, to the back, there's a big car park. And there must be at least 2 or 3 dozen brand new Japanese military trucks. And this man was a commanding officer. God sent his angel. A man who was in charge of those vehicles says, "Tomorrow, 9 o'clock, 2 trucks will be with you at 21A Seng Poh Road. And it will be protected. On the front of each vehicle is a white sheet that long. Protected vehicle." Wow. 9 o'clock in the next morning, up rolled 2 with Japanese soldiers on board. And we were all put onto these 2 vehicles with all our barang barang. 9 souls altogether. And all the way, the most wonderful thing is, we did not have to stop and get down at every sentry point. No need to get down. Why? We call this the Jikpun Koyok. That label was so powerful. It says protected vehicle. Go through all the way until Batu Pahat. Now, dear friends, let me ask you a question. What is the moral of the story? The non-believers will say, happy coincidence. Everything fell into place because of coincidence. I say, well, that is the conclusion of one who does not know the Savior. If you know the Savior, I say, dear friends, this story will tell you this. The same Savior who opened the way through the Red Sea for His people Israel to walk through as on dry land is the same Savior who saves you now. The same Savior. The same Savior caused the ass to talk, the fish to swallow Jonah and keep him alive without digesting him, and to cough him out at the right time. The same Savior who sent birds to feed Elijah is the same Savior we serve today. Do you know Him? Philippians 4, 6 and 7 says, don't carry your sorrows and your burdens all the time. Full of care. What for? Even though the Savior come to him every morning, every night, every time, in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving. Thank God He saw us through on the whole way back to Batu Pahat. Thank God He sent that Japanese soldier with the earache. If he had never had earache, he would never have come, right? Thank God for earache. And he came. And he received the treatment. Thank God he had double earache, came back again. Second time, that we could talk with him and know him and to get the impression, to remember him. Thank God on that morning, we went at the right time. He came out at the right time, at the right spot that we could see him. Thank God that he was a kindly man. A very gentle man and so willing to help. Instantly he says, follow me. 2 military trucks. God does all things well, my friends. He does not need to repeat this for you, but he can do something for you you never knew he could do. The word of God in Ephesians 3:20 says, and he is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that you ask or think. You ask for so little, God can give you so much. You pray with so little faith, God can reward you with so great a blessing. Only remember to pray. We have a God who is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. And so we live rejoicing. We look back with rejoicing. Our God is a great God. Our God is a good God. Our God is an almighty and kindly God, very kind and good to us. Do you know Him? If so, serve Him, love Him, follow Him every day until He comes for you and me. Amen. Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, we thank Thee for the words of truth and everlasting life, that we are to be careful for nothing, but in everything, big and small, by prayer and supplication, to make all our requests and all our needs and all our problems known to Thee. And Lord, we thank Thee for the wonderful promise that the peace of God which passes all understanding shall keep our hearts and minds through Christ Jesus our Lord. In His blessed name we pray. Amen.